Well, good afternoon. This is a great day for Columbia. I appreciate you joining us. The City Council is excited to make an announcement in the search for Columbia's next city manager. As a council, we have searched nationwide, along with CPS HR Consulting, for candidates to fill the position of city manager. We understand we have big shoes to fill with City Manager John Glasscock retiring in January. We know the community is looking for someone who has the vision, the experience, and values engagement and communication. Just a few years ago, we heard from the community about what they desired to see in a city manager, and we kept those characteristics top of mind during this process. During the search that began this summer, we looked at a robust pool of candidates. The City Council received over 30 applications, pre-screened 10 of those applicants, and interviewed a panel of three candidates. You know, the landscape of positions like this has changed over the last few years. And as we know, today we're in a very competitive labor market, and the political climate around these positions has also changed, with polarization increasing and a lack of civil discourse at times. Combined, it has discouraged a lot of individuals from applying, and as a council, we felt this search would not be any different. It's important to this council, as elected representatives, that we unanimously selected a candidate that both the public and city employees can be confident will support staff in their work at the city and will continue to push for progress in our community. Although we received many applications, we did not need to look far to find a viable candidate. And today I'm excited to say that the City Council has unanimously chosen DeCarlin Seawood as the next city manager of the City of Columbia. As many of you know, Mr. Seawood has worked for the city for 2 years. During his time as deputy city manager, Mr. Seawood has worked closely with various unions representing city employees and has supported City Manager John Glasscock in his efforts. He understands the inner workings of the city's processes and has proven his ability to listen to the desires and concerns of both employees and residents. During this competitive search process, DeCarlin Seawood impressed this council with his understanding of the topics that impact our community, as well as his goals for the city moving forward. He's no stranger to local government or dealing with complex and challenging issues that communities face. From financial difficulties to social injustice, police reform, and economic development. From Fulton to Ferguson, he has worked in several Missouri communities that provide him with valuable experience and the insight we need into Columbia's priorities. I know DeCarlin Seawood will serve as a city manager who is strong enough to meet the challenges we face. I would also like to mention one of Mr. Seawood's accomplishments, one with historical significance. DeCarlin Seawood will be the first African-American city manager in the City of Columbia. This diversification of city leadership not only reflects our diverse community, but also brings new experiences and new ideas and new perspectives that we feel will help all residents feel comfortable having a voice in city government. Mr. Seawood is coming into this position at a critical time as we continue to combat the COVID-19 pandemic, as we determine how to best spend the American Recovery Plan funding and find new ways to combat community violence. The vision for the City of Columbia is that we're the best place to live, work, learn, and play. And that doesn't just happen with one individual such as our city manager. Making this community the best possible place for all requires all of us to come together, to address issues, to do the hard work and move us forward. And only together can we make positive change in our community. And I'm confident Mr. Seawood will be successful in leading that charge. Would you please join me in welcoming Columbia's next city manager, DeCarlin Seawood.
Thank you, Mayor Treese and City Council. And thank each of you for being here with me today. I'm honored to have the opportunity to serve as the next city manager for the City of Columbia. And I appreciate the City Council giving me the opportunity to introduce myself and outline some of my thoughts for the city moving forward. But before I outline some of my top priorities coming into the position, I would like to take the moment to thank City Manager John Glasscock. Mr. Glasscock, during my 2 years here, you've shown me what it means to lead with compassion during some truly difficult times. Columbia has faced unprecedented challenges during your time as city manager, but because of your leadership and your decision-making skills, you kept the city on solid ground. I look forward to building off the success that you've had laid for me. Some of you may know that I came to Columbia in the late 90s to get my graduate degree from the University of Missouri. During that time, I lived downtown, I waited tables at a local restaurant, and I really gained an appreciation for what the city has to offer. Columbia is a city that has vast opportunities: entertainment, educational institutions, outdoor recreation, and so much more. But it is a town that has a small town heart. People in this town care about their neighbors, and they look out for each other. My first job in local government, full-time job, was with the city of Fulton. In Fulton, I had an opportunity to work on community development project improving the Carver Park neighborhood. From Fulton, I went on to work a 25-year career in multiple communities, including two stints with the city of Ferguson. During those 25 years, I've had the opportunity to work for communities that have had severe financial difficulties. But I was able to initiate structural changes that created long-lasting positive effects. In one instance, I was able to operate a city out of a financial deficit of $2.5 million to a budget surplus by my second year as city manager. Additionally, I pride myself on the ability to communicate effectively with staff and outside agencies to improve services. I know these skills will translate to the work that needs to be done in Columbia as we address our challenges. That's why I outlined some priorities coming into the position to address challenges such as public safety, engagement, and ultimately building a greater trust between the city and the residents it serves. Those of us who work in local government are the closest to those we serve. We have the opportunity to know people we work for on a level that is unmatched in any other part of government. One thing that I know about the city of Columbia is our residents have a desire to be involved in this community. One major goal of mine is to deepen our engagement and find ways for our interactions to be more inclusive. I would like to develop a community connector program that would allow us to elevate the underrepresented voices to have better communications with our citizens. I understand that as a city, we need to find new ways to meet people where they are. It is also important to me that city staff have a seat at the table. During the first 30 days as city manager, I will implement a reoccurring and informal meeting to discuss with staff on topics of their choice. The city must put its staff members first, because having happy, healthy employees will ensure that they're providing the best service to our residents. Currently, the city is working on a classification and compensation study to ensure that our job positions are correct and that we stay competitive in the job market. I will continue working with our human resource department and our consultant firm to ensure that the study is done accurately and as timely as possible, because I understand that the right compensation is important for a happy workforce. Just as I feel as positive engagement with both staff and residents is important, I also believe that transparency in our processes, like budgeting, will do the same. It is my goal to present a 5-year financial forecasting model detailing projected revenues, expenses, and capital projects that will highlight possible financial risk, inform resource decisions, and act as a tool for our residents to stay informed. As city manager, I will focus on prioritizing, improving, and building upon our relationship with community partners. As our community works to address social issues like homelessness, affordable housing, workforce development, and mental health, we must support our partners and the programs that have resources and expertise. I believe that through these coordinations, the city can help provide ongoing resources like permanent supportive housing or early intervention programs. I understand that it will be important for me to hit the ground running. I know our council and our residents are eager to tackle topics like the inequities that have been exacerbated by the pandemic, community violence, and affordable housing. I am confident that my experience in local government and at the city specifically will prove to be valuable. And I look forward to working with the community to make sure the city is an even better place to live. Thank you again to the City Council for this opportunity. And thank you for being here to listen to me talk about my vision for the city.
I'm happy to take any questions from the media. I've also got council members that may want to say a few words and then want to leave enough time to visit with the new city manager. Any questions? Yes, Brian Houseworth, how are you?
Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Thank you.
Question for you, Mayor, and question for Mr. Seawood. Mr. Mayor, if you would talk about some of the, you talked about the qualities of Mr. Seawood, what you saw in him and what impressed you the most about him. And for Mr. Seawood, if you'd talk a little bit more about the inequities that you addressed here in Columbia, and also any thoughts on the community violence that we've seen. Thanks.
Thank you. Great question, Brian. And look, I can tell you as Deputy City Manager, we've had a chance to watch Mr. Seawood in action for the last 24 months. And, you know, you saw today what we have seen every day, and that is this quiet demeanor, this professionalism, someone who listens before he speaks, someone who then acts on what he says. And, you know, it's the type of integrity that that we expect now. And I just think our community is going to be so well served by someone with his experience. Look, he's the only candidate that we seriously considered with experience as a accredited city manager. And, you know, again, from Fulton to Ferguson, from Osage Beach, I mean, his experience with other cities, I think, is invaluable to us. I mean, and while he wasn't in Ferguson during the period of unrest, he was there in the months and years before it and in the years afterwards. And I can't imagine not having a resource like this at our fingertips and that would give us the confidence we need to tackle anything that may come to Columbia. So.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So when we look at the community violence, we have to look at some of the root causes. So that's looking at jobs, so that workforce development, it's housing, it's education, it's those opportunities that we need to improve upon to provide for a better life for our residents that will help us eliminate those issues. And so when we talk to our community partners who are prepared to support those services, it's us being involved with that and making sure that we are providing with them the resources to get things done. And so, you know, we've started those conversations, and I think we're gonna figure out ways to kind of move the ball forward. But it's looking at the root causes, not just looking at violence in itself.
Lucas, how are you?
Hey, thank you very much. This is a question for Mr. Seawood, if you don't mind. You're now going to be running one of the biggest employers in Boone County. What have you seen that the city does well as an employer for those that work for it? And what's something that you're hoping to work on in the future in order to improve that?
Well, I think the last 2 years, what we've seen is that we've listened to our employees and we've looked at how do we improve the life for our employees. I mean, for a long time, the city wasn't able to provide raises and it wasn't able to provide those benefits for the employees. The last couple of years, we've changed that. And I think the one thing that I'd like to play upon is to have more engagement with those employees and talk to our employees about what their needs are. And as we're listening to our employees, what their needs are, providing those services that will make their lives better.
Any other questions? Let me ask members of the council if anyone has comments you'd like to make, and then I want to make sure that we leave enough time to visit as well.
Well, thank you, and welcome to everybody here, and thank you certainly to our former city manager, John Glasscock, who I've known for the better part of 20 years, I guess. Just a few off-the-cuff remarks. I've now served with 5 city managers, including Mr. Seawood, starting with Ray Beck and Bill Watkins and all of the rest. I think to just take a little different tilt on this, I mean, obviously we unanimously chose Mr. Seawood because frankly, he was the best candidate. And that goes to his professional credentials and his credentials at being a city manager, dealing with issues like Ferguson and so on. But I will tell you that 2 years ago when he was first hired as the deputy city manager, my first encounter with him, I asked him if he would come down to the office to chat just to get to know him, because I think equally important when it comes to the relationship between the city council and the city manager is the personal relationship and how you exchange information, what you talk about and what's important, and things that are different than what's really on the platter for running a city. And that was where the conversation kind of led to the family and the way things were and some of the experiences and so on. That he had that would have been very different than those kinds of experiences I had. And I was, his understated demeanor, if you will, was very reassuring to me. And it was the kind of demeanor that to me meant that there could be some real communication, which is after all what this city council manager system is all about. So the credentials, I think, will speak for themselves. I think the press has investigated some of those, and his accomplishments are on the record. But I think you'll also find him to be quite engaging on a very personal level, and I think that's going to be very important for this city moving forward. Thank you.
I first met DeCarlin when he was hired 2 years ago and came to the Human Rights Commission meeting and blew us away just by being the most personable person, I think, in City Hall. Sorry, John, he is my favorite person in the city manager's office. I appreciate how humble, how kind, how deeply committed to this community that DeCarlin is. I was thrilled that we got the opportunity to interview him, and in the interviews, it just reaffirmed my desire to work with somebody like DeCarlin. So I look forward to having him fully on our team and working on the issues in our community. So thank you guys for being here, and thank you, DeCarlin, for stepping up into this role. I know that it's not easy.
Thank you all for joining us. I want to make sure that we want to. You have one more question? Sure, Brian. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Jessica. I'm with KRCG 13. I have two questions for you, Mayor Therese. Could you explain what the process was like when it came to hiring Mr. Seawood? I know there have been some community members who have said that the process hasn't been very transparent with them. And then, Mr. Seawood, what do you think is the biggest issue that faces Columbia? I know you mentioned inequalities and homelessness.
Great question. And first, let me just say, I think, you know, this process has been different from 2 years ago because, look, the environment we're in is different. I mean, look at the labor shortages. Everyone is scrambling to find employees. And you know, the city council work is no different here. I think, you know, hiring a city manager is one of the most important responsibilities that this city council has. And we take that task very seriously. And so in that respect, you know, the hiring of this individual is really no different in the public sector than it was in the private sector. We knew that, I'm not running for re-election in April, there are a lot of public officials that are reevaluating their commitment to public service. And we had to take that into consideration when we went out and recruited people to apply. And that often meant being able to extend confidentiality so that they didn't lose their position, so that they had some job security where they were, and that we didn't get into a bidding war with another city for a potential candidate, or that would cause us to lose our own deputy city manager for that role. So this was a very complicated process that council worked cohesively together, made each decision unanimously along the way, and I'm proud of the consensus that we've reached, and even more proud of what I think is the best and most obvious choice as Columbia's next city manager.
I won't say that necessarily what's the biggest issue facing the city. There's several. We know there's a homelessness problem. We know there's an issue with affordable housing. You know, I was listening to the Housing Authority, and they were saying that there's more Section 8 vouchers than available properties. And so that should be concerning for us. For the city itself, you know, we're a service agency. We don't create widgets. We hire people to provide service for our residents. And there's a deficit with hiring people right now. And so we're going to have to do a lot to recruit new members onto the city staff. And so there's a lot of challenges that is facing us, and so we're just gonna have to buckle down and move forward with the community to answer those questions as they come. But I wouldn't say there's one particular issue, there's a multitude.
Thank you. I know we're all happy to answer questions in the back of the room, but I do wanna give the public here a chance to visit with our next city manager, DeCarlin Seawood. Thank you all for being here today. You're going to do great. Is that your mother?